Good afternoon. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East. Right now, it's a warm afternoon across Israel, with clear skies over Jerusalem and Tel Aviv. Haifa is enjoying a gentle breeze, perfect for those venturing outside. A pleasant evening is expected as temperatures remain mild. Here are today's headlines. First, Jerusalem Post reports Justin that Katz confirms the U.S. launched jets and bombers from Israel to attack Iran in recent strikes since the ceasefire. Katz emphasized Israel's readiness to retaliate if fired upon. Also, JNS reports earlier this hour that President Herzog marked the Masjid al-Shams attack and launched a new Druze leadership plan. This follows his commemoration of the 12 children killed by Hezbollah. Also this hour, The Forward reports Prime Minister Netanyahu will meet former President Trump on Tuesday. Key topics include Iran, Gaza, and Saudi Arabia. Separately, Times of Israel notes points of friction in today's briefing as Trump and Netanyahu prepare to meet. Topics include a potential MOU resurrection and a Ukrainian strike on an Iranian vessel. And finally, JTA reports that over 12 Torah scrolls were stolen from a synagogue in a Paris suburb. A local leader described the incident as a profound spiritual trauma. Reaction has been swift on social media. I24NEWS_EN, an Israeli international news broadcaster, posted just minutes ago that the Trump-Zelensky relationship appears to be improving. Al Arabiya English reports that at least 14 drone strikes hit Iranian Kurdish opposition forces in Iraq's Kurdistan region since Monday, attributing these to Iran. Raylan Givens, a commentator on Middle Eastern affairs, writing just now, criticized Trump's dismissive tone towards Netanyahu. He argues that Israel remains a crucial partner for the U.S., especially in light of recent events. Let's go deeper, starting with the strikes on Iran. Katz confirmed to the Jerusalem Post that the U.S. used Israeli bases to launch recent attacks against Iran. This move follows a ceasefire, highlighting tensions and the readiness of Israel to act if provoked. The implications are significant for regional security and U.S.-Israel military cooperation. Turning to President Herzog's announcement, as reported by JNS, Herzog unveiled the Dorna Leadership Initiative aimed at the Druze community. This comes in light of Hezbollah's recent attack on Masjid al-Shams, which claimed the lives of 12 children. The plan seeks to bolster community leadership and resilience amid ongoing threats. Meanwhile, Prime Minister Netanyahu's upcoming meeting with Trump, covered by The Forward, is set against a backdrop of complex issues, including Iran's nuclear ambitions and regional peace efforts. This meeting could shape the future of U.S.-Israel relations and influence regional diplomacy. In a related development, The Times of Israel outlines potential frictions as Trump and Netanyahu meet. Discussions may touch on resuming a memorandum of understanding and recent geopolitical moves, such as Ukraine's strike on an Iranian vessel. These developments could redefine strategic alliances. Finally, the theft of Torah scrolls from a Paris suburb synagogue, as reported by JTA, is a deep loss for the local Jewish community. The incident underscores rising concerns about security for Jewish communities in Europe. On the economic front, first, CTEC reports that Israel's extensive medical data is attracting global tech interest. Companies like Pfizer and OpenAI are exploring opportunities within Israel's digital health landscape, though experts caution the need for balanced innovation. Separately, Israel Hayom Business highlights the success of Owala's innovative water bottles. Their clever design and social media presence have turned them into a substantial online hit, showcasing the potential of simple products with a modern twist. And finally, Globes announces that Sierra has acquired Oasis Security for $1 billion. This all-Israeli deal ensures Oasis will operate independently within Sierra, continuing its focus on security solutions. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Tuesday. Our next update is at 6 p.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.